yeah, being above us, we would call him
God.
And right offhand, do you recall the first four books of the New Testament? Something Mark, Luke, and...
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John?
Uh-huh, that's great. I needed to find a way to make you say Matthew and John.
Yeah, you've had a lot of experience just about.
Okay, a person after he leaves high school decides to go on. He goes on and gets a higher
education.
He might get that at the university or at another word for university.
College.
And sometimes at that college, there's a place where they have a large collection of books, and that would be called a.
At the library.
Exactly. Now, you've mentioned the word daughter before, and you have a brother and a sister. Now, what would the relationship be between your son, let's say, and your sister?
Well, my sister would be my son's aunt.
And he would be her?
Her nephew.
Okay. And her husband would be his?
His uncle.
Okay, great. Now, do you remember growing up, going to school? Can you, any of that vivid in your mind that you'd like to tell me about?
Well,
any experiences stand out as being?
Now, you're, how you including all 12 years or just?
Well, yeah, any of those stand out as being particularly painful or exciting? Or?
Well, yeah. Well, that covers a lot of country, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Well, I could talk about that probably all day. I think probably, of course, this is kind of like complaining, and I probably shouldn't complain if it's necessary, but I think probably the most vivid memories I have is the way my folks raised us to deny ourselves or to do without. And it really isn't, I'm really not talking about poverty because my folks weren't poor, but boy, they were frugal. You know, I think probably the most, I'm really not bitter about it, it probably done me good, but I think probably one of my strongest memories, when I went through high school, my dad had a pretty nice car, but never once did he put wheels under me. Clear through high school. Now, can you say that about your folks?
I think my parents had the same frugal traditions. I never had a car in high school.
Is that right?
I think it's a good idea.
Well, that would be a lot more unusual for somebody your age than it would my age, wouldn't it?
I think
because so. Back when I was going to high school, I can remember several families around didn't even have cars. But that's sure not the case now, or when you went through high school.
I think my father had a car when he went through high school, but he decided better in my case.
Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah. Do you remember any of your teachers?
I could.
Any of them stand out?
I don't know just what tangent to go off on here.
Okay. Were most of the teachers men, or were they?
They were some of both. And see, I went to country school for the first 5 years of my life, and of course these teachers were all young ladies like they did in those days.
Did they have a particular name for them? Did they call them anything? Was there a name they might have for them for a woman teacher?
I don't really believe I could think of anything. Unless you'd help me out a little bit.
No, I don't have any magic answers on that one. I guess I could get you to say, well, maybe we should move on to the idea of marriage.